Okay, so let's just begin for a moment, but just once again, just coming back to yourselves, coming back to your breath and your body. Notice your body sitting on the chair. Just letting yourself receive the impact of the workshop a little. Might be thoughts in the mind, there might be sensations in your body. Just relaxing into the center of yourself. Just coming into your senses, noticing the sense of touch. Feeling your body's contact with your clothes, with the air, with the ground, with the chair. Feeling your breath coming and going, moving your body. Feeling that rhythmic wave of inhalation and exhalation. Just relaxing into the body. Letting your muscles relax a little. Moving in and down. Letting your senses fold in with you. Being aware of touching and hearing. Being aware of the sound of my voice. Bringing presence to hearing as well as touching. So hearing the sound of my voice, hearing other sounds in the room. Maybe even hearing inner sounds. Letting hearing and touching support each other. As you move inwards and downwards into Anuvin. Being aware of your other senses. With your eyes closed, letting yourself see. Seeing greyness and blackness, or inner sight, images, worlds. Letting seeing combine with hearing and touching as you deepen into Anuvin. Breathing and including the sense of smell. Smelling the moment. Letting the inner sense of smell combine with seeing, hearing, and touching. Letting the experience of sitting in the room fold inwards with you. Not splitting the worlds. Bringing the world with you as you descend into Anuvin. Noticing the sense of taste, noticing the aftertaste of tea or drink or food. But allowing yourself also to taste the moment, taste the connection between inner and outer experience. Letting the five senses come together into the sixth sense of knowing, of gnosis, of noesis, as you descend into Anuvin. Letting yourself sink in and down. Into the very deep place. until you feel yourself touching ground in some way. You may see it, you may smell it, you may touch it, but feel the ground of Anuvin. Feel the ground of the place that is very deep. And you may find yourself sitting in the deep place of the mound, sitting in the chair that is just yours. In the center is the bubbling pool. Hanging from the cave top is the dragon lamp. In the four directions are four great doors, which are the doors of the four branches of the Mabinogi, and the doors of the four directions. Around the sides of the mound sit the hounds of Anuvin. And as you sit in the mound, in your chair, in your place, you become aware of the dead. You become aware of the ancestors, of your own family, and of the line of the ancestors before you. And as we do this, we become aware of Araun and the hounds of Anuvin. Who guard and guide the living and the dead in this region. Feel behind you the ranks of your own ancestors. Feeling within that, the dead who are not yet at peace, and the blessed dead who sit in the deep. And if it is right for you, invite the blessed dead who sit in the deep earth peace of the stars to step forward. To help hold you and the dead who are not yet at peace. And as we sit with our dead, deep in the earth, deep in Anuven, it is as if we find ourselves held as suddenly. By the hands of a great yet tender being. We and the dead and the hounds and even our own are held by Modron, held by the Deep Mother. And in that moment, at the center of the mound, out of the pool, we see a clear flame. And within the plain flame, there is the figure of the Child of Light, who is one moment male, one moment female, next moment no gender, who is at the center of the directions, who offers reconciliation and healing of all wounds. Who stands at the door to renewal. If it is right for us, we may offer our wounds, our pains, the things that we carry in our own life, and the burden that we carry for the dead. We may offer it to the Child of Light and the Deep Mother. For a period of time, the presence withdraws. Though we meet the son and the mother here whenever we choose, if we invite them. And we sit for a moment in the deep. We may commune with our own, we may commune with the hound. We may commune with the dead. So sit for a little while in stillness, trusting the unfolding of your own experience. And then slowly you'll let your attention move upwards and outwards, coming from the deep places of Anuvin. Coming back into this room. Noticing what travels with you. Letting yourself feel the contact between your body and the ground, between the skin and the air, or your skin and your clothes. Smell the room, taste the room. When you're ready, let your eyes open and look into the room.